providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
All right, welcome back. Continuing to listen to the second hour of the weekend edition of the KE Report. I hope everybody enjoyed that conversation I had with Jayant Bhandari, really kicking off the second hour with a focus on, again, precious metals. In the next part of the second hour, I'm going to have a couple of company updates, just because, you know what, we can talk, well, I do talk every day about the volatility and the precious metals, but quite frankly, right now, I think it's the best time to be focusing on individual companies and those growing their stories. I'm grateful to have so many companies that I follow along with that are advancing their stories. The company that we're talking with in this segment is Vizsla Resources, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol VZLA and on the OTCQB under the symbol VIZSF. I'm chatting with the president and CEO, Mike Connert. Now, Mike, a couple news releases that came out in the last about 2 weeks. October 28th, Vizsla added a fifth drill rig to the Panuku project. And November 9th, you released some drill results from the Papayo and San Carlos targets. Six holes in each of these targets. Papayo hit some nice high-grade mineralization. San Carlos didn't have this type of high grade in it. Give us a little rundown of what these results, both at Papayo and San Carlos, mean for the company.
Certainly. So at Papayo, that drilling was done about a kilometer to the north of our initial discovery on Napoleon. And Papayo is a part of the same vein corridor. It's just another dilation zone, as I mentioned, a kilometer to the north. And so we were encouraged by multi-kilo numbers over a meter at Papayo, but we're still drilling at Papayo, and we think that there's really the potential to add meaningful ounces at that ore shoot there. So very exciting, just some preliminary numbers from there, but carrying the grade that we like to see, multiple kilos. So really, really great news out of Papayo. That Napoleon area just continues to grow. You know, we have so many targets across the district. We've decided in this news release, we announced that we are taking the rig away from San Carlos and moving it elsewhere into the district. But San Carlos was really quite interesting to us. You know, we intersected some very large veins there, 15, 20 meter veins. But they weren't running the grade that we wanted to see. So encouraging to see that, there is the potential for large veins, of course. And we do see that elsewhere on the project, even including Napoleon, where we've drilled 15 meters of true width of just about half a kilo material. So we do see these wide veins, but of course, San Carlos just didn't give us that pathway that we wanted to that 10 to 20 million ounces of silver mineralization that we needed to continue. If we had gotten perhaps to San Carlos before the modern mining, I think that ore shoot would have had that type of mineralization. But we decided to move on to some stronger targets that we have across the district.
So, Mike, let's get a little bit more color on the balance between these high-grade results that I've even gotten some comments on, and listeners saying, well, these are fairly narrow veins, all, let's say, right around a meter wide. But then you also said you have seen some wider veins, a bit lower grade. You're not getting, say, 2 kilos over 10, 15 meters. But what's the balance there and the importance of hitting some of these wider, lower grade veins as well as the narrow, high grade ones?
Well, I'm glad you asked that. But just to even speak to that hole 25 that we had on Napoleon, on our website, we put out a section so the viewer would be able to visualize what we're drilling there. But that gram meter interval is spectacular. 15 meters of vein true width, of course, at 449 grams per ton silver equivalent. I mean, that is high grade over those type of widths. It's really quite impressive. And then, of course, we've had some 2 to 3 meter veins at multiple kilos, and even some that are 3 meters at 8 kilos of silver equivalent. So, well, I would say that, if you're, between a meter and 2 meters, You know, that's a good mining width. If you're at 3 meters, that's a great mining width, and certainly 15 meters of good grade is, you know, that's super profitable. And you know, what the significance of the variances of the grade and the widths is that at Napoleon, we're actually looking at the potential of an open pit scenario there. Of course, this is early, and you know, we need to do studies to determine the feasibility of something like this. But you know, the potential to have multi-kilo numbers in an open cut or an open pit scenario is certainly just speaks to the profitability of an operation in this area. So, you know, I think the listener, you know, should be excited to hear, you know, these meters of 1, 2, 3 kilos of silver equivalent, but also, you know, knowing that we, you know, in our press releases, we, you know, we do disclose and put out that we are hitting big, broad, wide veins of, you know, a very good grade.
Okay, Mike, let's take a step back and talk about the big picture of this project then, because right now you guys still are fairly fresh, fairly new on this project. You're trying to get a handle of how many different deposits you have, how big these deposits could be, and then you also have this overhanging option payments and really option agreement that the company has. I believe it's 6 more years left to sign the option, take control of the project, and the infrastructure in the area. What is that pathway forward through resource to the signing of this option?
Certainly. So, you know, I think for the listener, it's, you know, I've had a number of questions recently just asking me, well, you know, how do you rank and prioritize, or if you're looking at building a resource here on Panuco, you know, what's the pathway to that magic 50 million ounces or 30 million ounces, or, you know, even beyond that, that 100 million ounces of silver? And, you know, that's a really important question to answer. And I think it's, you know, it's something that, you know, I think is important for us to really be clear about. But the initial step towards those resources is certainly going to be this, this Napoleon original discovery that I was just describing. We're actively drilling that. We've traced mineralization down past 200 meters from surface and continue to drill at depth there. And it keeps growing. You know, that ore shoot to me and to our team is one that will be most certainly contributing ounces to the overall resource of the district and to Vizsla. Following that, I see the northern part of Napoleon, the Papayo area, as a meaningful source of potential resources there. We're very excited about that. Now, we have 2 rigs on Napoleon Corridor, and we'll continue to drill the Napoleon Corridor because I believe that will drive resources for the company. Now, we've moved the 5th rig, but we have a rig over at Tijitos, which is about, you know, a kilometer away from the Napoleon vein corridor. We drilled a significant intercept there of multi-kilo silver. And that area, I believe, has a great shot at that, you know, the potential resource, which is that in excess of 10 million ounces of silver, 10 to 30 million ounces of silver type ore shoot. And that's important for us to build ounces there. And then outside of the multitude of exploration targets that our team is generating across the district, the last area that I'm very excited about before we get into some of these newer targets in the new year is this Cordon del Oro area. Now, that's an area that I think offers a huge amount of upside because the veins are large there. The intersections are interesting between the main vein and splay veins. And we think that, you know, that could be a very rewarding area for us to drill. And we're quite excited about that area.
So when it comes to these different targets, then is, say, 20 million ounces of silver, is that kind of the sweet spot that you guys are looking for? Obviously, bigger is better, but when it comes to a bottom threshold?
Yeah, I think for us, you know, it's that 10 million ounces is the minimum of the ore shoot that we need to see to proceed on a target. But for us, that sweet spot would be 20 to 30 to 40 million ounces in an ore shoot.
Okay. And then how does that whole process, or how is that process going to work with the signing of the option agreement? Because my understanding is the next major payment that is due in 2022, and that's for about $4.5 million US.
That's right. That's for the entire district. That's the next major payment that we need to make. So that's about 2 years out. You know, we've only really been active on the project for the last, you know, 6-7 months, really, after the COVID shutdown. And we've been able to raise $30 million, you know, drill these discovery holes, make multiple new discoveries across the district. So we are moving at a, you know, a speed that I think is quite impressive. Now, next year, I think that you know, our progress will be amplified or accelerated, and we'll be doing even more drilling, even more discovery across the district. So we have that year, and then we have into 2022 to really get comfortable with the resources and the upside of the district. Now, you know, I could see us being, you know, encouraged or confident by the resource numbers, you know, at some point in time in mid 2021. So, you know, I'm quite excited about that. And, you know, for us to have that, you know, have that comfort in the resources and the upside of the project, and then exercise those options, own the district 100%, that creates a re-rating for the company. As many people know, as many resource investors know, you know, having a resource in silver is one thing. They're already quite rare. Having a silver producer creates a situation of, you know, of high valuation. You look at a company like Endeavor, First Majestic, compared to their gold counterparts in terms of production profile and size of resource. And, you know, I think that's quite an encouraging outcome for a company like Vizsla.
So first things first, though, building out these resources, any ideas when we could see some resources come to market now that you do have 5 drills on the project?
Well, it's a question that I get asked a lot, and it's, you know, it's not something that we're putting a timeline on or agreeing to any type of, you know, guidance on that. But I would say that we should have a good understanding of in terms of resources by the end of 2021, certainly. But, you know, we do pride ourselves on the disclosure that we are giving out each press release. So I know that some investors, some groups are, you know, are playing along at home in terms of resources at that original Napoleon discovery. So, you know, I think, you know, it's kind of a continual process as we put out our drill holes into the market.
Hey, fair enough. But it sounds like we will continue to get a lot of drill results as the company does continue to drill with 5 drills on site. And really just understanding the big picture here, it's about building ounces and then moving forward with that whole option agreement and potentially becoming that silver producer in a relatively short period of time, considering, as you said, you guys have only been on the project for about 7 months now. Hey, Mike, great chatting with you. Thank you for the update. If anybody has any follow-up questions, please email me, fleck@kereport.com. That goes for all the future updates that I will have on this weekend show, and just in general, that's how you contact me. Hey, Mike, thanks for your time this weekend. Have a great rest of your weekend.
Thank you. Have a good one.